Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Olivia and I are sharing some of the experiences that I had in a recent visit to Philadelphia, the city of Philly, as people call it as well. And I'm sharing some of the things I had a chance to see, Olivia. It was really fascinating to see how much African-American history is right there in Philadelphia.
It's really interesting also to learn how close everything is too, like just around the corner from each other, very historic places and still a lot of things that you can see and experience hundreds of years later.
Exactly. Like the Liberty Bell. I mean, who, you know, hasn't read or seen pictures of, you know, the Liberty Bell or read about it? So to be able to go there and actually see it and know that you're looking at the Liberty Bell, it's pretty fascinating. But I always love that about history and going to places. And while we were there, we had a chance to go to the Charles L. Blockston African-American Collection and see that, which is located at Temple University. And you talk about really preserving, you know, African-American history. You know, he has done it through a lot of books and a lot of paraphernalia there. Over 500,000 materials on the global Black experience, you know, he has housed there. And I had a chance to talk with the curator there, and it was really fascinating to kind of go there, see it, as well as hear what she had to say. So I'd love to share it with you guys.
So the Charles L. Blockston Afro-American Collection begins when Mr. Blockston is actually 9 years old. That was in 1943. He was in a history class and raised his hand and asked the teacher what contributions had Negroes made to American history. And he says in his memoir, Damn Rare, that the teacher was not a malice person, but her thinking was with the times. So she told him, Charles, Negroes have no history, and it's their place to serve whites. So luckily for him, he was raised in Norristown in a family that knew about African-American history. His father got the Crisis magazine and Black newspapers. So it more or less fueled him to start collecting. So whenever he got any allowance or any monetary gifts, he would go to flea markets, bookstores, Salvation Army, looking for anything that had Negro-colored, Afro-Cuban, Afro-Brazilian, Ethiopian, Egyptian, you name it. He just started collecting everything. And so over time, he had amassed this large collection. But as anyone who reads, when you collect books, of course you're going to read them, and oftentimes that inspires you to write. And so he started writing and researching about the Underground Railroad, and he got very fascinated with the Underground Railroad because his grandfather used to sing old spirituals to him, and he would ask them what it meant, and his grandfather told him it was connected to the Underground Railroad. So while he was collecting, one of the books that he was able to come across in a bin that had Hurt Books on it, where he paid a dollar for, was the first edition of William Still's Underground Railroad. And he turned to page, I think it was 488, and on that page was one of his ancestors, Jacob Blockston. And so he became very intrigued with the Underground Railroad. He found out that his relative went to Canada by way of Philadelphia. And he also found out that he was related to William Still through marriage years later. And he also found out that William Still, who worked for an anti-slavery committee, actually financed several of Harriet Tubman's trips back into the South to liberate. He has gone to every county in Pennsylvania and counties throughout the United States looking for Underground Railroad sites, and became a major advocate for making the Underground Railroad a national treasure. He served on the committee under President Bill Clinton's administration, and when the Underground Railroad was designated as a national treasure. And so through all of this, he befriended Harriet Tubman's great-grandniece. Mrs. Wilkerson, and when she passed, he got a call from her lawyer saying that she had bequeathed 37 personal items of Harriet Tubman to him, and he prayed on it. We had the items on display here during Women's History Month for one day, but ultimately he made the decision, which I thought was a good one, for the items to go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in D.C. So the shawl, Harriet Tubman shawl, that was one of the items that he donated. In fact, we have a poster in there with him standing near that. So he not only got interested in the Underground Railroad, but also interested in African Americans in Philadelphia. He was able to get a grant once he moved here. I'm getting ahead of myself. Once he came to Temple to have a number of African American historical markers installed throughout the city, and we have the book here. One of the prize ones is at the Art Museum. And oftentimes people go there for the Rocky statue.
Right.
But if you go to the left of the Rocky statue, there's a historical marker for the architect of that building, who was an African-American named Julian Abel. And so that one was very important to him. So after all of this writing, Black Genealogy, he wrote the first book on Black genealogy just around the time that Roots came out. He was approached by a group of scholars here at Temple in 1973 who appealed to him to bring the collection to Temple. At that time, he was collecting his auxiliary collection, which went to Penn State. It took 10 years, so in 1983, he was in negotiation with Temple, and he decided to bring his collection here because Temple focused on diversity and the fact that it was in the heart of an African-American community. And one of the things that we always encourage the community, he wanted it to be accessible to everybody. And so, you know, especially with our programs, a lot of community people come up and do research, and the key word when they come to the Bloxon Collection is F-R-E-E. You don't have to pay. You can sit in here all day and read or do research, and you don't have to pay anything. So once the collection came here in 1984, he brought with him 20,000 items. Today we have over 700,000 items and growing.
Very fascinating, and I tell you, you definitely want to put that on your list, because to see so many things there preserved, old books, you know, old record albums, all kinds of things are there, so definitely put that on your list. You can go in with no problem and look through the books as well. They let you do that.
And it's exciting to see how it's helping ongoing research projects, too, so really advancing, too.
Exactly. And you want to check out their website at temple.ed, and you will be able to look then for the Bloxon African American Collection right there. We'll be back in a moment with more great history in Philadelphia here on Travel Bags with Anita and Fran.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only love?